Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about this idea of the heart as being the control center, which you center your life around. And so the Bible teaches us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. So He wants us to center our life around Him. And when we do, we find out who we are. We find out our purpose for life. We find out why we exist, why we're here. So that's what we've been talking about here at Russell Road Church all year long. So today we're going to continue and... last week, we talked about anxiety and how anxiety can bring problems in your life. We're not created to be anxious and full of anxiety. We were created to be peaceful and in a relationship with God. That's our design. We're designed to be in peace and in relationship with God. So, when we're full of anxiety, we are not becoming who we're supposed to be. So now think about this. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ." So, this peace of God guards your heart. See, when we're full of anxiety, when we're full of worry and fear, it's because we haven't talked to God about it. If we will take the time to go to God and talk to Him, your worries and your anxieties and your fears are really your prayer list. That's what you need to be praying about. So when we take the time, when you wake up in the morning, if you're a believer, if you're born again and you're a believer, you have three enemies. As soon as you open your eyes, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now that sounds a little bit much to some people, but that's the reality of it. It says in 1 John, do not love the world. 1 John 2, 14 through 16. Do not love the world or the things in the world. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away. But he who does the will of God will abide forever. See, that's what we're here for, is to do the will of God. And that's our goal here at Russell Road Church. We're out to fulfill the will of God in our lives. That's where fulfillment is. That's where life is. That's where you find your true identity, is in fulfilling the will of God. So, he says, the peace of God, Philippians 4, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. This word guard means to protect from all enemy invasion. To protect from all enemy invasion. So when I have peace with God, I'm protected from all enemy invasion. I'm protected from my own flesh. I'm protected from the devil. I'm protected from the world system and all its ideologies and ideas that don't line up with God. Am I making sense? Is this making sense?
Yeah.
So I'm protected in the peace of God. You have been created to walk in peace. So we've been talking about this peace. And it's a powerful thing. When we begin to understand this, you're going to pursue peace. The Bible tells us to pursue peace. We should be pursuing it with all people. Pursue peace with all people, it says in Hebrews 12. We're to have peace with God, peace with people, and peace with ourselves. When you have the peace of God, that's what takes place. You have peace with God, you have peace with people, and you have peace with yourself. Peace is powerful. It's a powerful thing, and it protects you. So, today, we're going to talk about one of the enemies of our peace, and it's confusion. We're going to talk about confusion. We're going to bring understanding to confusion. Are you like that? That sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? But when you understand how confusion works, you'll want to treat it like cancer. So the idea is we want to understand how confusion works. And when we understand it, it helps us in life. So, if you've ever taken notes out there in live stream, get your pen and pencils. Oh, we'll give you a minute. You need to take some notes today, because you're going to get something. Maybe some of you have never heard before. Because this isn't a book. This isn't YouTube. This is the Holy Spirit talking to us today. Are you with me? This isn't my idea. This is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. So, let's look at this. Go with me to our vision, and then we'll go to our foundational scripture. All right. This is our vision here at Russell Road Church. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. Has anybody's heart been tested this week? Your heart is going to be tested daily, sometimes moment by moment. And so a heart that's left unattended is at war with God. We have to give our hearts attention and be aware of what's going on in our hearts. So, let's pray. Father, we come to you right now. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing a work in us. We thank you for all that's going on in our nation. We thank you, Lord, for protection over the coronavirus. Lord, we lift up our president to you. We pray that you would protect him and his family. And Father, we pray that you would give him wisdom and understanding in this time, Lord, to communicate his heart and his idea for the United States of America. You said in your word, you tell us in your word that we are to honor all authority. All authority has been established by God. And those who resist the authority established by God are resisting God's ordinances, and judgment will come upon them. So, Father, we don't resist God's ordinances. We pray and we understand that you've placed that person in the government position of president. So, Father, help us to understand and give him understanding, and we lift him up to you today, and we pray for your protection over him. And again, we thank you for what you're doing in our hearts today. Increase our understanding and remove all confusion. We trust you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So our hearts are being tested. So we're always taking these exams every day, right? And so he's testing to see how your response. Remember, our response is our responsibility, how you respond. And he's looking at our hearts. So go with me to 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. You know, something I see today is confusion. People doing things in cities like, this is total confusion. People in their family, there's confusion. Confusion doesn't come from God. Where does it come from? You got it. It's not from God, right? It's a whole other spirit. It's a spirit of confusion. So now think about this. The word confusion means mentally uncertain. Mentally uncertain. How many times do you hear people say, in these uncertain times, we are in some uncertain times. We could say we are in some confused times. Confusion. God is not the author of confusion, but of what? Peace. How do we get this peace? Look what he says. But of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. That includes this church. If you're born again, you are a saint. Jorge, you're a saint. That's right. We have your saints and you have your ain'ts. Says the wheat and the tares are going to grow up. Donnie says, don't call out the ain'ts. The wheats and the tares are going to grow up together. Right? So now think about this. He says he's not the author of confusion, but of peace. Where does peace come from? Peace is the fruit of righteousness. Peace is the fruit of righteousness. What's righteousness? Here's righteousness. Righteousness, when you become a Christian, a believer, you call on Christ and you're saved, you become righteous. Now think about this. When Jesus was on the cross, and now the world, he was on the cross, his sacrifice on the cross saved us from our sin and gave us righteousness. Now, we've been reconciled to God. That means to settle the accounts. This is what it means in the Greek. Two different coins of the same value. Two different coins of the same value. So Jesus, on the cross, his sacrifice on the cross was valuable enough to reconcile us from all our sin. And when those two met, when you accepted Christ, you become reconciled back to God. The word also means, reconciled means to make peace with. You made peace with God the day you called on Jesus. You see this? Now, but we're to be walking in peace. Peace is the fruit of righteousness. So, it says in, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. It says in Acts 14:17, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It says the kingdom of God is not food and drink, so it's not going to be physical. But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So, righteousness is not... righteousness is what you become the day you become a believer. When God sees you, He does not see any sin. He doesn't see any... all your past is wiped clean. That's why this is good news, what we have. We have good news. All your sin is wiped clean. He sees a clean sheet in your life. Now, so righteousness, when we begin to understand that, It talks about in Romans 5, 8, 17, and 18 that we've been given the free gift of righteousness. When we begin to understand that and walk in that, it produces peace in our life. You see this? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So, in Psalms 85, 10, it says, David said, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. They're that close. So, it's a divine order. When I understand my righteousness and I'm walking in it, it's producing peace in my life. Peace protects you from all confusion. You see this? So, when I'm righteous, I'm walking in peace. When I'm in touch with my righteousness, I'm walking in peace. Is this making sense? So now, it says in Isaiah 32, 17, it says, the work of righteousness will be peace. The work of righteousness will be peace. And the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. One translation says, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. You see, when you're confident and assured of who you are, it produces peace and security. Another meaning for peace is security. I'm secure in who I am, where I'm going, and why I'm here. That comes from righteousness. I don't want confusion, so I'm going to walk in peace. We need to start our day with the Holy Spirit and ask Him for God's wisdom. And He's going to help you, and He's going to bring peace into your heart, and it will protect you throughout the day from enemy invasions. It will guard you. But if you just go into your day and you're doing it your way, it's not going to work. And you'll get your results, and it will be a miserable mess. Remember we talked about Zerubbabel a couple weeks ago? In Zechariah 4:6, God was calling Zerubbabel to rebuild the temple. To rebuild the temple and to complete the temple. That was his assignment. Zerubbabel. Aren't you glad you didn't get named Zerubbabel? Now think about this. Zerubbabel means born into confusion. Born into confusion. You know what? We were all born into confusion because of Adam and Eve. We were born into confusion, and we were in contradiction to God psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically. All those areas were out of sync with God and at war with God. But when we accepted Christ, now He calls you. Like Zerubbabel, He told Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Haggai and Zechariah said to build the temple according to the Word of God. Had to rebuild it according to what God said. Today, you and I are the temple. The Bible says you are the temple of the living God. You. This is not a church because you're in this building. This is a church because you're here. The people of God are here, and they are the temple of the living God. You see that? You are the temple. You're to rebuild your life according to God's Word. That is a type and shadow of the calling of God on our life. Like Zerubbabel. So, how does He do it? He does it through righteousness. Listen to me. It says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, fully equipped, prepared for every good work. Oh. And the work of righteousness will be peace. See that? The Word of God spoken over your life is calling you to rebuild your life, the temple of the living God, according to what He says. And as you do it, you're able to walk in peace because you are receiving from Him and you're connected to Him, and it produces peace in your life. Am I making sense? And it removes the confusion. It removes the confusion. So peace is the fruit of righteousness. So now, remember I told you I'm going to help you understand confusion. Go with me to James chapter 3, 14. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. What was it? Envy, bitter, right? Self-seeking. For where envy and self-seeking exist, there it is. Confusion. Mental uncertainty. Now listen. A couple evil things are there. What's it say? Every evil thing is where? Right there. In confusion. Now listen to me. Envy brings confusion. Envy. Envy is the root of confusion. And it hides in our hearts. It hides in your heart. And if envy is hiding in your heart, it aborts God's plan and God's will in your life. We have to learn to rise above envy and get rid of it because it breeds confusion. Now watch this. And where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But God has a big butt. His butt's bigger than any butt you ever saw. You got a big butt. But you don't know about what I'm going through. But you don't know where I came from. Get rid of that butt. God has a butt. Bigger. And will help you to overcome. Are you listening to me? But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. See, we need God's wisdom. Conventional wisdom doesn't produce righteousness. Now watch this. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. See? The only people that can make peace are those who have been reconciled to God. Now listen to me. We're to be peacemakers, not troublemakers. In Matthew 5, 9, it says, blessed, happy are the peacemakers, for they are the sons of God. You know what? You're happy when you have peace, because you don't have all this confusion. You're really happy. You'll be happy. What brings the confusion? Envy. Why? It's self-seeking. It's all about you. Selfish ambitions. I'm going to read to you. Envy. Envy is an emotion which occurs when a person lacks another's superior quality, achievement, or possession, and either desires it or wishes that the other lacked it. Aristotle said this. He defined envy as pain at the sight of another's good fortune stirred by those who have what we think we ought to have. And it hurts me that you're doing so good. Brings me pain. We should be the opposite of that. As pain at the sight of another's good fortune stirred by those who have what we think we ought to have. Envy, a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or good fortune. It breeds confusion. Envy hides in our hearts. It's one of the most unspoken about arsenal weapons of the devil to keep you out of the will of God and God's plan and purpose. And it's very, very subtle, because envy is self-seeking. When it's about you, and you complain, whenever you complain, you know what? That's about you. That's what it comes from. Give me Ephesians 4, 25. Now stay with me, please. This is good stuff. I said I was going to have to buy the CD. Yes, from the service. I'm going to have to get this one too. Watch this. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. We're supposed to be looking out for one another all the time, not wishing we had what they had and getting upset about it. Look what he says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.